Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Athletico Mints with me, Bob Mortimer. I hope you are enjoying happy times and good health. In particular, I hope your dishwasher is fresh smelling and running efficiently. Imagine, if you will, that you are relaxing on a massage table at a country house spa. The table is soft and sheeted in Egyptian cotton. The scent of lavender and lemon oil fills the air, and the gentle sound of Montenegrin waffle pipes fills your senses. And then you feel the rough touch of calloused, warted hands clumsily pounding your buttocks. You open your eyes to see a short, fat, dirty, betitted northern man leering above you. "This is how me Alsatian likes it, mate. I'll have you back in no time." Please welcome my co-host. His name is Mr. Andrew Dawson.
Oh, Mr. Dawson,
Mr. Dawson,
he lives in Sunland,
lives in Sunland,
got a little bungalow,
lovely bungalow,
calls it his Mac and Chateau. Oh, Andy, he might come in handy,
well, one day,
if your Alsatian gets randy.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning to you as well, Bob. And it is a morning, isn't it? It's just nearly half nine. It's far too early for
this
kind of
thing. It's crisp morning out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit brisk. Is that the word?
No, brisk is how I run between my goals.
Mm.
Do you ever get a brisk waddle on?
Well, I've started running, as I told you in a recent episode. I'm doing the couch to 5K challenge.
Oh, you're going
to
do a 5K?
Well, I'll get there eventually. I'm on week four.
Yeah,
of 8 weeks, and yesterday I ran for 4 minutes without stopping. Two occasions. Could you do that?
I could if I only had to run 20 yards.
Well, it's not 20 yards, it's four entire minutes. So there you are.
4 minutes of running.
And eventually, after 8 weeks, the idea is that you do 5K.
And will you raise money for women's health, that kind of thing?
No, I'll just raise awareness.
Awareness for, of your place.
Awareness of my, my domination of the streets.
Now, I know that you like travelling on the train, Andrew.
Not really, but it's a necessary evil to come and do this with you.
All right, don't be so fucking miserable. I tell you what, you haven't told me to fuck off for a while. Call me a shit.
Oh, you fucking shit.
I didn't ask for fucking shit.
Well, you got it.
Right, so I've got you. I was travelling up to somewhere, Manchester, and I was on a Virgin train.
Oh, yeah.
And it gave me the idea for this quiz. I thought you might like a train quiz.
Okay.
Train catering.
Has it got a name?
Virgin Train Catering Quizzes. Pap Bong, Cheese Pot, Peanuts, Ciabatta. Oh, yeah. Give chili. Give me just a little bit more time. So, from cheapest to most expensive, or
on
reverse.
On the train.
On the train, you're at the buffet.
Is it three items?
Three items,
good,
yeah.
Thank you.
No, I wouldn't do four. You will. You'll return
no,
the
I've
four.
No, I'll not.
Mac and Cheese Pot.
Right.
Ham and cheese, ciabatta, chili chicken salad.
Ooh, God, that's tough. I'm going to say the chili chicken salad is the most expensive, then the ciabatta.
Yeah.
And then the mac and whatever it was.
Yeah, completely, you know, like totally wrong.
Couldn't have been any more wrong.
Mac and cheese pot, $4.20.
Uh-huh.
Chicken chili salad, $4.
Mm-hmm.
Ham and cheese ciabatta, £3.90.
Not a lot between them, to be fair. Not easy.
I think
not a lot of wiggle room between the prices there.
I would have thought you might have got that right just by saying to yourself, all right, which would I like most?
Well, no, I went off with ingredients and I thought mac and cheese is the cheapest to produce, so therefore would be the cheapest to knock out.
It's the one you'd have bought, though, isn't it?
No, I don't like mac and cheese.
What would you go?
I'd have gone for the chili chicken pot.
Chicken chili pot?
Yeah, that's what I would have got. I did a train poem last night because I like being on the train.
Go on then, give us it.
The new Azuma trains promise a sleek, smooth ride, but I see you've unleashed a fucking yoghurt. Hacking away at the pot's stubborn dregs that cling to its grooved plastic base like your personal quest. How much yoghurt will be enough for you, you ignorant, noisy fuck?
And that was, that were you was, angry, Andrew?
That was a poem about one of my fellow passengers last night on the train.
Oh, I see. He got a yoghurt.
Got a yoghurt out, and he was determined to get every last bit of it.
You see, you're a psychopath. You've no, what is it, empathy thing. If you were eating a yoghurt pot, you'd think that the world was a dandelion, everything's sweet.
I'd have my tongue in there.
Yeah, but another person having a yoghurt, you think they're inconsiderate.
No, there's ways and means of eating a yoghurt.
I eat them with my finger. Do you often eat them with your finger?
No.
Dip your finger in and suck it off your finger?
No.
You never did that?
I think that's probably something that's come from you being a celebrity for over 30 years. You've been allowed to do things. You haven't been checked by anyone.
Where is this, man? Busy life.
You've been allowed to develop certain behaviours and no one said to you, no, that's not acceptable, Robert.
Crime Files.
There are monsters all around us, hiding in plain sight. Who can you trust? Which one is out to get you? Are you safe for speaking to no one and locking yourself away from the world? Evil doesn't have a face. Evil doesn't introduce itself and give you fair warning. A small, smiling, innocent-looking fool might just turn out to be the bogeyman you feared as a child. The small Berkshire town of Kemble had a population of just over 800, a small thriving high street and a reputation as one of the most popular commuter destinations for the London, the high street, the London, the high street, the middle classes. Nothing much happened apart from the annual Kemble Fair and the occasional visit of a tourist bus to visit the stone circle on the village green. That was until the 14th of June 2019, when a certain Mr. Dom Littlewood pulled into town in search of a cowboy builder he wanted to expose.
No.
Yeah. It was shorty.
Wasn't it?
Neil Hunt was the local nonsense potter and had his workshop come gallery in a small stone barn just behind the high street. He was at his wheel fashioning a nonsense pottery milk jug when Dom Littlewood entered.
All right, Chief. Nice little place you got here. What's the play? What's your angle?
Excuse me. Excuse me for wondering this, but what on earth has it got to do with you?
Just a friendly inquiry, son. What are you selling? What's your grift? What's your markup? How are your margins?
I'd have thought it was pretty obvious. I'm a nonsense potter selling nonsense pottery at a very reasonable rate for the hours I put into each piece. Now, can I help you with something? And if not, take a fuck-off notice and serve it on yourself.
Wow, no need to get cautionary on me. I was just wondering, have you had any building works done on this drum?
Yes, of course I have. I needed the floor reinforcing for the kiln and those skylights installed so I could see what I'm doing here. Listen, do you want to buy a piece or are you just a cockney prick passing the time of day before your crack dealer turns up?
I'm just looking for a builder. Wondered if you had a recommendation for me.
Ah, what? I used a local man, Derek Phillips, a fucking ape of a man, but he did his work within schedule and without playing a fucking radio all day.
Oh, Derek Phillips, yeah. I'd like to have a word with him. Do you have his number, Andy, or an address?
Yes, but I'm not giving it to you without his permission. You could well be a Todd warrior, as far as I know.
How about if I was to buy one of these pointless nonsense vases? Would that loosen your pottery tongue?
No, it wouldn't. Now fuck off.
Dom grabbed a large elephant-themed vase from the shelf and dropped it to the floor.
Oh, how clumsy of me. Feel like talking now, pottery man?
Fuck, hang on.
What the fuck are you doing? How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? That vase is worth 200 fucking quid. You pay for that, sunshine, and what's fucking more, I'm calling the police.
Neil picked up his mobile phone, but it was immediately grabbed from him by Dom.
Let's have a look through the contacts, shall we? See if there's a certain Derek Phillips in there.
You tiny, bald fuckwallet. Give me my phone back or I'll fucking thrash you to within an inch of your tedious life.
At this point, Dom grabbed the largest item on the shelf, an orange and black Wallander vase decorated with images of canine police units.
Yeah. No, not the canine sniffer dog centrepiece. Do you realise? Do you even have a clue how valuable that piece is?
Well, maybe 200 nicker, give or take a pony.
You cheeky little cunt! It's worth well over £1,000 and cheap at that price. You should know that before you continue, that my wife's cousin Timothy owns a camper van with flame decals, and my godparent's son owns a shop that's allowed to sell bullets.
Very interesting. Ah, here it is. Derek Phillips Builder. Let's give him a bell, shall we?
Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare, you little chimp.
With that, Neil dived at Dom with all the force he could muster. The canine police vase shattered on the floor and the phone was thrust from Dom's hand. Dom pulled a Leatherman utility tool from his bomber jacket and thrust the Phillips screwdriver attachment into Neil's lower back.
Oh, fuck, 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 fuck me, that's tart. What are you thinking of, you little tod sausage? And my vase, just look at it, fucking look at it. All that work, why me? Why is it always fucking little old me? I went to a Macmillan coffee morning yesterday and I once ran a 5K in aid of dogs with mange.
Dom climbed on top of him and switched his tool to the penknife blade.
What are you doing? What are you actually fucking doing? I'm Neil Hunt, Nonsense Potter. I'm fucking invincible.
Oh, is that so? Well, let's see what happens when I gouge your eye out with this blade.
Dom slowly brought the blade towards Neil's right and main potting eye. Just as Neil could resist no more, the door of the pottery opened and in walked builder Derek Phillips.
I saw you rang and I was just passing, so I thought I'd pop in.
Yes, yes, fuck off with the storytelling and get this fucking boiled egg off me!
Derek picked Dom up and held him mid-air.
What do you want me to do with him, boss?
Bite him! Fucking bite him! Bite him all over his shiny fucking skull and then we'll lock him in the kiln until fucking pancake day!
And as Derek's teeth repeatedly penetrated Dom's head and face, Neil looked to the sky and declared,
I'm Neil fucking Hunt, and I'm loving my life!
Dom was released from the kiln the following day when his film crew came looking for him. He was unable to explain what had happened as his mind had flattened and reversed inwards.
Crime files.
Oh, blimey.
He's unlucky, isn't he?
That was a good... That felt like two equals coming together.
Yeah.
And battling to the death almost. They just got chucked in the kiln and said, I've got a couple of questions from me kids for you, Bob.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Question one. Do you like fast things such as a fast motorbike, fast music or a fast bird? Or do you prefer slow things such as the slow pouring of treacle, a slow snail or your slow brain?
Whoa, it's a good question,
that's
Andrew.
That's what they've asked. I'm just
it's a good
this
question. I think I like to stare at slow things
slower
emerging.
Things.
From...
At your time of life, that's probably more easier for you to process.
Thank you for that
Second
question.
Do you like big things like a big tower, a big bridge or a big lake? Or do you prefer tiny things such as a tiny mouse, a tiny petal on a flower or your... Sorry, they've put tiny knob here. Sorry, I don't write these. I'm just reading it out. You've got tiny...
I like, what do I like best? I think I like big things.
Big things.
Big old lake, yeah. Okay. I like the look and sound of that.
Okay. Hello, Robert.
Oh, hiya, Guru.
The Guru is new. Do not be alarmed and not. All right, man, you need to shit your pants.
I feel we've been making progress in stripping away your layers of ego and discovering the real and true Bob Mortimer.
Oh, I think that's right.
Are you feeling an occasional disturbance in your chakras, to be more specific, your night chakras?
Oh, do you mean with the toilets?
Oh, just generally.
I'm not sleeping too well, Guru, if that's...
I think you probably trained yourself to erect some emotional walls to help you ignore your disturbances at night.
Right.
You don't know what's happening, but I can assure you that's what's happening.
Okay, cool.
I'm telling you, man, your chakras are bouncing all over the place, man. Here's a question I hope will dig down deep into your psyche. Do you own anything outright made from A, solid gold, B, massive diamonds, C, standard diamonds? I'm not interested in anything you're still making monthly payments on. It needs to be something you own outright.
Something I own outright. I've got a nice little gold-plated...
Is it solid gold?
I don't think it's solid, no. No,
move on then. What size TV do you own?
I've got... I'm currently using a 65-inch.
Yes, that's the problem, I think. You're looking outwards at the TV screen when you should really be looking inwards at yourself, right. See. Do you think that TV would fit in the back of an estate car? Or would it need a small van?
I got it back in my car.
Good. Yeah. If I was to take it away in a car, would I probably have to wrap it in a duvet for protection for the screen? Would it definitely fit?
It definitely fit,
the back of a car.
Yeah.
Is it hard to set up? Can you just plug it in?
No, it's
and it auto-searches the channels?
Auto-search.
Oh, very good. This will be in Crete, by the way. Will it work in Crete?
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Excellent. Does your washing machine include a tumble dryer as well?
No.
That's a shame. Is it locked into a fitted kitchen or can it be easily removed?
You could remove it quite easily. It's you know, standalone.
I'll have that as well then. It's better than nothing. Have you felt a shift in your chakras during this consultation?
Do you know, I think maybe I have. I feel quite balanced.
I could see it on your face. Yes, good.
So you're going to...
We've made progress. I'll come round tomorrow for the TV.
For the TV, okay.
And the washing machine.
Oh, you're going to take that?
Well, I'll get a van.
All right.
Them both. Thank you. The guru is departing from you now.
He's going. Oh, I find him a terrific help, you know, Andy.
Good.
Terrific help.
Yeah.
You know, I made real progress under him.
Have you got only one TV or two?
I've got a TV, bedroom, TV.
You should have told him you've got two. He's getting a van, though, so he'll fit them both in. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell him when he comes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I've got a song. I've managed to hack.
Yeah.
Can you hack a WAV? I've hacked.
I don't know.
Because Jürgen,
your department.
Jürgen Klopp has got a little recording studio in his.
Of course he has.
In his bungalow, right? Now it's that top one there, Andy.
Right.
Called Klopp Hip Hop.
Right.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, wow! Give me a hug. Come on, let's smile this one out. I'm Jürgen Klopp.
I'm the leader of the Liverpool regime. I'm Mr. Klopp. Plippy Plop. I'm as cuddly as a kitten licking cream. But when my ass gets itchy or unclean, oh yeah, baby, come here. Put that dope cake down. Come on, for sure. Let's make out in the boiler house. Let's do hugs, not drugs. I'm Mr. Klopp. Plippy Plop. I'm the savior of this football club. I'm Mr. Klopp. I overcome all conflicts with a hog. My trainers stink like a mixture of digestive biscuits and the gammon in the sink. Oh yeah, for sure. Have you ever been to Dortmund? Oh wow, you'd love it. They got liberal in the 60s and never let go. It's as sexy as silk pajamas. Oh yeah. I'm Jurgen Klopp. Plippy Plop. I'm the undisputed leader of the cop. I sweat a lot, just like a cheap bacon in a lukewarm pot. So that's what Jorgen's been up to.
That's lovely.
TV wise, just to say, I've got, you know, the two big box sets at the moment on your iPlayers and hubs, yeah, on your hubs, yeah, is The Capture.
I've heard about that. What's that about then?
Oh, no, it's pretty good, Andy.
It's 7.5 out of 10?
Yeah, it's complicated, but it keeps you thinking.
What's it about then?
Well, it's
just said it's complicated.
It's about...
Too complicated to explain?
It's about foreign forces interfering with CCTV footage.
Oh, bloody hell.
And causing a lot of grief to a fella.
Oh, man.
Quite a wiry fella.
Poor lad.
And there's
coming down the line, that deep faking stuff. Have you seen it, where they can put your face onto a video of someone?
That's what
it's all that, is it?
It's all that. And then there's one on ITV. It's called, I don't know, is it called The Accused or something? You come across this one?
Nah.
Everyone was going hoopla dingley doodah
right
on the Twitters about
it. I'm not on the Twitter at the minute.
You've deleted my account.
Yeah,
I'm sick.
Sick of looking at it. Never mind. Oh, the only TV I've been watching really is Five Gold Rings with Philip Schofield.
I don't know.
Have you not seen it? Oh, it's
quiz,
really
is
good.
It?
Yeah, two couples, right? And there's a big floor with a screen on it, and they've got there's bits blanked out, and they've got to identify where a certain thing would be on the picture.
Gotcha.
By putting a gold ring on it.
Yeah.
And the rings get smaller as it goes along, and you win more money.
All right.
Oh man, it's compelling.
Well, I've been doing my YouTube as well, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at survivalist stuff. I think everyone ends there.
That's where we're all ending up.
So I can now make...
I'm thinking of moving to Crete.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know someone in Crete. I can't think who it is. So I can now make a candle out of a tin of tuna, right?
Really? Out of the tuna, right? Out of just the empty can?
Tuna's in the can, out of a can of tuna.
You make a candle?
Yeah. And I can also make a candle out of... a little baby bell.
Can you?
Yeah.
That seems easier because that's got a waxy exterior.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to use as the wick?
Cheese.
Oh, fuck off. Cheese wick.
What are you going to... What the fuck are you going to use then? Oh, the little thing that you pull to open it up.
Go and have a look, Andrew. Go and have a look.
Oh, interesting. Look. I see the direction this podcast heading, unfortunately. Guess. Guess me supper. I want you to guess what I had for supper on Tuesday night, Bob.
This new feature
I've just introduced.
Oh, well, I'm going to say, just go with me first thought, Chinese takeaway.
No, baby bell. Never mind.
You had one baby bell?
Yep.
And that's enough for
I'm not the one on trial here.
That's enough for a big old unit like you.
There's no elaboration. It's just guess it.
I mean, no elaboration on this game.
He's
got
to guess it. He's got to get it right or get it wrong. Game over. Do you want even more high-quality content from us? Are you happy to bung us less than the price of a pint once a month for it? If so, you need to sign up to Club Parsnips.
Go to athleticomince.com/parsnips now and find out more. Each month, you'll get an episode of Athletico Parsnips that you won't hear anywhere else. You'll get your mince episodes 3 days early and with all the adverts removed. You'll get an exclusive animation from the podcast done for us by the genius that is Ben Picks. And you'll get a compilation episode of the best bits from one of the characters from the podcast. There's also other occasional bits of bonus stuff, such as the video for our live show from a couple of years ago. Become a Parsnipper now, and you'll be helping to support the podcast's future. Answers to all your questions should be found at athleticomince.com/parsnips, and you can sign up at patreon.com/athleticomince. Parsnips!
Gangs of the EPL.
So, as you probably know, there seems to be some problems going on at Spurs, Andrew. Mm. And as often the case, it's gang-related. Mm. There's been a big breakdown in relations between the White Hearts, mm-hmm. led by Harry Kane, and the Yodel Boys, mm-hmm. led by Jan Vertonghen, Toby, mm-hmm. and his lot.
Yep.
Here's what, how it all started, right? So about 3 weeks ago, Harry called a meeting of some of the White Hearts in his little captain's office at the training ground.
Right.
Debbie, Eric and Harry Winks were there. So, Harry.
Right, gang. As you know, we will soon be making our Halloween costumes and I wanted to give you a safety talk well ahead of Make Day. Mm.
Debbie.
Thanks, boss.
Winksy.
Thanks, boss.
Eric. Thanks. Boss.
First thing, Debbie, can you hand me those scissors?
Debbie hands Harry a pair of scissors with the blades facing Harry.
Ooh. Right, gang, what has Debbie just done wrong there?
Winksy.
Oh, he should have slid them across the table.
No, Tinky Winksy, absolutely not. That could scratch the surface of the valuable table and much worse, they could overshoot and interfere with the tuft of the carpet. It could be bloody horrendous.
Eric, he should have thrown them.
Throwing scissors? Have you burst a thought tube and sent your senses to Pakistan? A sharp scissor blade could nick the skin of the catcher's hand, or much worse, scratch the surface of his retina. That could mean eye drops, and you know how much they can unsettle a man. Debbie, what do you say?
I don't know, boss. It's upsetting me. It's making me hurt.
God, judge.
Yes, isn't he?
No need to get in a fluffy buffy, Debbie. This is a safety talk, not the Spanish ink and licorice board. The answer is simple. You must always hand over scissors with the handle facing away from you. I've got a pair of scissors for each of you to practice with.
Well, as Harry handed them each a pair of scissors, there's a knock on the door and they all say, if you want a clubhouse seat, first you must feel our ferocious heat. So you join in, Andy.
If you want a clubhouse seat, first you must feel our ferocious heat.
The door opens. And there is stood Crispin Erickson.
Wind. Hi, Harry. Wondered if I could have a word with you in private.
Excuse me, Crispin, barging in here like a shrill wind around a pretty kite. But this is White Hearts HQ, and you're a Yodel Boy, and therefore our sworn enemy. I must say you've got a bloody cheek.
I would like to join the White Hearts. I've fallen out with Lord Vertonghen and they've started picking on me quite badly, actually.
That sounds awful, doesn't it, guys? Yes, very upsetting, says Debbie.
Back in his regular accent.
Yeah.
I would like to speak with you alone, Harry, for the details of the fallout are highly personal and knowledge of them may be tantamount to a curse.
OK, boys, go on. You wait outside for a moment and practice handing the scissors over properly to each other. Debbie. Oh, fucking hell, that's not fair.
Come on, Debbie, do as you're told.
So they leave and Harry and Crispin are on their own.
Right, spit it out. And this better not be a yodeler's trick trying to spy on our Halloween designs or some such other stuff from Battenberg.
Oh.
Last week after training, the Tongan sent me a message to meet him in the boiler room behind the shower block. When I got there, he was with that ape, Aldevierweld, and that lunatic, Oreo.
I bet that was quite distressing and intimidating, especially in such a noisy, confined space as a boiler room.
Yes, you've got that right. Anyway, before I had a chance to speak, Toby and Oreo grabbed me, very roughly mind, and rubbed canteen pepper into my neck and cheeks. I cried out in pain and anguish until the Tongan stopped me by placing his hand across my mouth. The Tongan, he say,
listen up, Crispin, and don't piss your pants like you did when we went to see the Lego movie. Oreo retorted, ha ha ha.
Do we still have the wind on this
No,
bit?
It's only for Crispin. Right. Oh, ha ha, Lord the Tongan is how you say a fucking mentalist. I love it. The Tongan continued, we don't like you anymore, Crispin. We think you're a potential knobhead. So it's our intention to make your life a misery so you leave this club. Now hand over your Yodler membership card, your Yodler keyring, and your Yodler cash clip.
Crispin. Well, what was I to do, Harry? I handed them over, and now I need your protection from them. I need you to take me under your wing. Help me, Harry. You're my only hope.
Well, I must say their behaviour is very alarming and very disconcerting. No wonder you have been playing like you're wearing a heavily soiled nappy. I will have to ask the rest of the gang.
So Harry calls the White Hearts back into the office.
Right, Crispin, tell the gang your upsetting story that you have just told me.
But before he has a chance to speak, the door of the stationery cupboard opens and out jumps the Tongan.
Ha-ha, White Hearts, I have breached your security systems like a clever bastard and have heard everything. We were right about you all along, Crispin. You're a sneaky papa.
The Tongan grabs Crispin by his neck and lifts him off his feet.
If you think these English lads can protect you, then you really are a skateboard fanny. Quick, Debbie, says Harry. The scissors!
Debbie thrusts the scissors into the Tongan's side, handle first, and nicks his own palm on the blade.
Bloody hell, boss! That's a pack of shit method! Don't pack a shit me, Deborah! Winksy's the scissors!
Winksy slides the scissors across the table and they fall at the Tongan's feet.
Shit, sorry, boss. I forgot not to do that. I'm just a pack of shit. Don't be so hard on yourself, Winksy. You're not a pack of shit. You got to believe. Eric, throw your scissors at him.
But you said...
Fuck's sake, Eric. You pack of shit. Oh, God, do I have to do everything myself?
At which point Harry climbed onto the desk, leapt into the air and brought his magic chin hard down on the Tongan's head. He collapsed into a heap on the floor. Crispin.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, White Hearts. I will endeavour to serve you well if you will have me amongst your number.
Well, what do you say, gang? Can he join us? He's very much in a pickle with a cream horn on top to boot. Those who agree, say aye. Aye.
Then Eric.
Aye.
We are the White Hearts. Feel our ferocious heat. By the way, Crispin, what is that annoying noise we hear every time you speak? A bit like wind passing over a poodle's handbag?
Oh, bollocks. Sorry.
That's my feelings.
Gangs of the EPL.
Definitely enhanced with the wind sound effect there.
Well, it needs something, didn't
looking
it?
Looking forward to editing all of those in.
Oh, shit. Have I caused you techie problems?
Oh, it'll be all right.
Hello, I'm the Secret Supper Superstar. Here with more tales and secrets about what it's really like to be a football player. These days, the modern footballers are all dead rich and they get to buy loads of stuff with their spending money. You've probably seen them on Instagram showing off their cars, their clothes and their camping equipment. I can say for a fact that there's a very well-known centre-back duo at one of the top Premier League clubs, and one of them's got his own oil rig, while the other one has got his own oil refinery. They make extra cash by selling buckets of petrol to their teammates every Monday morning after training. Of course, it was all very different back when I was a player. I really wanted one of them outdoor telephones for me garden, like Officer Dibble had on Top Cat. So I had to save up me spending money for a whole year till I finally got one. Trouble was that it was installed by a baddie, and every time I used it, I got an electric shock. I couldn't afford to get it mended, so I just had to put up with it. Different times, I suppose.
That's about all we've got time for. I've got some names for you to choose from.
Go on then, quickly.
Hefty Nicholson, don't know anything about him. Q here for Silver Shoes, don't know anything about. Gentle Raymond, little bit of info. He lives in a local authority terraced house in the northeast with the surviving members of Bananarama.
I've got to go.
I had to go to London on the mega bus because we're going to start a podcast and you've got to go and fill a form in London.
All right, Andrew, see ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.